boredom, a door to sin. That was Gogi. You know, his man was so unbelievable. And suddenly he said to me, you know, what I find so depressing about the world in which we live. I said, what is it? He said, you know, people have always committed sins. They've always committed abomination and murders. But he says, you know, before, murder were usually triggered by passion. You know, you love Katie, and there's another fellow who also loves Katie, and you feel that it's, and then you take a dagger and you plunge. I mean, you know, there's something dramatic about it. And he said, today, people do it because they're bored. And he told me the following story, that when he came to the United States, he had some culture shocks. And he met a girl in her late 20s and said, you know, I have to have sex at least once a week. I need it for my nerves. And he was so horrified, but so horrified, you know, something which is so great and is supposed to be, you know, in awe. And then all of a sudden, I need it for my nerves. So my whole article is based on it, and I say it is amazing because we live in a world of machines. Machines kill poetry. You see, don't tell me that machines are beautiful. I mean, you go to a garage and you see all these instruments and I mean, well, you laugh, my dear one, but there is a problem there.
That's such an excellent imitation.
And I recall after.
It was so convincing.
You don't take me seriously. And you go to southern Spain at the time of Franco, and you see people on, you know, in Bruges, making lace in front of them, and they do lace, and they have these little old-fashioned Flemish costumes. Goodness, the poetry no longer exists. Today, done by machine. And then another thing, you in southern Spain, you see, they work, but they sing songs. You know, when today, once poetry is dead, and you're dealing with machines, you're bored. It no longer feeds your soul. And people are bored. I mean, look, I claim, I go back to this, a book in my heart is so different than the internet on the screen. I mean, obviously it's efficient. Obviously it gives you access to lots of things, but something is lost. And I recall, I spoke to Madeleine, you know, we exchanged all these ideas. And she said, were you ever bored in your life? I said, no. My big problem was that I couldn't read all the books I wanted to read. I couldn't see all the things I wanted to see. You know, there was beauty. Take, for example, my education in Catholic Belgium. The discovery of my faith through paintings. Hundreds of churches with beautiful paintings. And I learned my faith, 50%, through paintings. And an image is something that marks you much more profoundly than a letter or a word. You know, I see all these beautiful, for example, the Adoration of the Lamb of von Van Eyck, you know, which I saw as a child. You never forget it. And so my question is, people are bored. And when they're bored, they're looking for something which is going to make them forget that they're bored. What makes you forget that you are bored? Sensationalism. Violent noises. Violent pictures. I mean, take a child of two, and the mother wants peace. Place him in front of television, and this image passes off at such a speed. On top of it, EWTN has a program for children where Christ is caricatured and the whole. That's so abominable that it would make me lose my faith. His Christ looks like that, for goodness, he's an idiot. Dear one, you should not laugh. What I'm telling you is very, very serious. And I simply say, poetry is gone. Poetry is a sort of perfume. You know, it's very difficult to pinpoint what poetry is, but I mean, somehow there's a world of difference. You know, something can be good and efficient, but poetry is this mysterious. The Italians said, un certo non so che, a little something I can't quite pin down what it is, that gives you wings. You know, poetry, sweetness, perfume, and so on. Gone, gone.